Just a quick recap of the first 2 days. It was very exciting because we had two crystal globes that were flipped at the end. I mean, we had the men's downhill winner, Kjetil Jansrud from Norway, had a pretty good lead coming in, but then he did not finish well. And Peter Fill walked away. He hadn't won a race all year, and he finished second yesterday, but just the nicest guy in the world and beaming
on,
when he
on Wednesday?
On Wednesday. Yeah. On Wednesday, the men's downhill. And then on Thursday with the women's Super G, Ilka Stuhek, never say her name correctly, she came in with a pretty good lead, well, 15 points, but then she did not win the globe today because Tina Weirother put everything out on the line. Very exciting race. She skied pretty much a flawless run. And then poor Lindsey Vonn ended up in the
Berlin Wall
on the airplane turn.
Yeah, it's a good thing that netting held.
Yeah. Whew. She came into that hot.
Yeah.
Really hot. I mean, there's been, what, four pretty miraculous spills in the last 2 days of World Cup racing. On Wednesday, there was one woman skier who she came down the entire run of Aztec.
Slid, the Joanna Schnarf.
Right.
From Italy. And that was scary. Just at the bottom, watching it on the screen, there was a helpless feeling when you see someone ragdolling like that. Unfortunately, she was applying ice on her face and taking it all in stride. There were some pretty daunting spills today. Thank goodness no one was hurt, seriously.
Right. It's always good when they get up and they're banging their pole on the ground or their gloves because they're so frustrated.
They're just mad.
You know?
Right, yeah. Not hurt.
It takes a different kind of person to do this kind of sport.
I think someone who's unfazed. Uh-huh. I mean, you think about it. Sofia Goggia, she's had three ACL surgeries and she's only 24.
We were talking about how hard it is to do this, and you just wonder why they do it. And Roger, we were talking earlier about how much these people get paid.
Yeah, I mean, really, compared, you're talking about the top 20 people at something in the world, and these ski racers compared to the top 20 basketball players, football players, baseball players, dart throwers, what have you, they they are really, really lagging behind in the salary part of it. And I don't think that the endorsements are that much more. It is a labor of love when you look at what these guys are making. It's not nearly as much as I thought they would be making in this day and age. And
do you know what the ballpark is?
Well, it seems like the top men and women for the year in prize money make about $500,000, but it drops off rapidly from there until, you know, when you're talking about the top 20, they're down in the $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 range. You know, that's pretty modest salary if you're the 20th best person in the world at what you do.
And Roger, you were up on the course on Wednesday.
Yeah, for the downhill, that brought back a lot of good memories of, you know, when it was an annual event, you could tell people were a little bit out of practice. I mean, there was a big crowd there, but back when you could rely on that and put it on your calendar every March, people used to bring hibachi grills up there and they'd be cooking and, you know, tailgating, so to speak, and picking the best spots and kind of jockeying for positions. Some people climb trees and whatnot. I think the vibe's going to be really cool on Friday morning for the team event, the dual panel slalom.
Unfortunately, the U.S. ski team doesn't have enough skiers to field a team.
Well, and if the U.S. ski team and the FIS are looking for a way to reconnect with the public in popularity, I think this is a good start because, for those who don't know, it's an elimination format where racers go head-to-head two runs and the slower person is out and the next person moves on, and they run a very short course, and it's viewer friendly because you can see the start and the finish and the entire race, and the winner, I don't know, I think has to run 16 times through the course.
Wow.
or something incredible like that. So it's a little bit of an endurance event too, so it's really super exciting.
What time is that event?
10:30. And, you know, I think the beauty of that kind of racing, too, you can get so close to the competitors. There aren't two levels of bee netting. I mean, if they go flying off, look out.
Very quickly sum up, you know, what you think the feeling is out there on the course and at the base and just talking to people. And
the racers love it. They absolutely love racing in Aspen, and I'm not just being a homie here. Everything kind of came full circle for me on Wednesday night at the 50 years of Aspen World Cup party, or 50 years of World Cup, I should say. All the legends there, you know, Billy Kidd and Franz Klammer, it was really something. Nancy Green, who won the first World Cup here in 1968, the person standing next to me is like, she's fit enough to run the downhill tomorrow.
Wow, it's crazy.
It's
crazy.
That's cool.
We're still a ski town.
Yes.
It's good to see.